Hello and welcome to IDNIA's Language and Culture Class podcast. In this episode, we will be looking at language and conflict, in particular, losing a language. But before we read the story, let's brainstorm answers to the following questions. First, how can a language be lost? Under what circumstances? Here is a typical example. Some people move to a foreign country and live where no one speaks their language. Gradually, they start speaking only the language of their surrounding community. Do you know anyone who has lost his or her language in this way? What were the effects on the person? The effects on the family? Are you afraid you might lose your language in this way? Why or why not? The newspaper article that we will be reading today is entitled Oklahoma Students Start the Day with an OSEO for Teacher, written by Sue Presley from the Boston Globe. But before we read the article, let's look at some vocabulary. The first word on the list is elderly. Elderly, meaning old. Second word, brisk. Brisk, meaning fast or sharp. The third word, assimilation. Assimilation, meaning making the minority culture part of the majority culture. The fourth word, comeback. Comeback, meaning return. Five, seized. Seized, meaning acted on. Six, poignance. Poignance, meaning emotional meaning. 7. Slipped. Slipped, meaning made a mistake. 8. Nation. Nation, meaning tribe. 9. Intersperse. Intersperse, meaning puts in from time to time. Oaks, Oklahoma. In Lucinda Turtle's class, second graders are learning colors and numbers and everyday phrases. Osseo, meaning hello. Ijayusti, meaning green. Galigwagi, meaning seven. This is Cherokee, a language that some of the children still hear at home from their grandmothers or elderly uncles. Sometimes Nathan Soap's mother uses the brisk, barking tones when she speaks to his grandmother, and he wonders what secrets the women are sharing. They might be talking about me, the alert 7-year-old said. Discouraged for decades by authorities intent on assimilation, more than a dozen old Native American languages are making a comeback this year in Oklahoma public schools. A new state law that took effect with the 1993-94 academic term ordered the schools to provide second language studies to students of all ages, an opportunity seized by officials of the state's Indian Education Office to revive the dying languages and cultures of Oklahoma's 36 tribes. Thus, instead of Spanish and French, for instance, some students are learning Cherokee, Creek, Choctaw, Chickasaw, or Seminole. For Valeria Little Creek, the state's director of Indian education, the program had a special poignance. She remembers her mother, Christine Haneha, now 63, telling tales about being struck with a ruler as a child or having her mouth washed with soap if she slipped and spoke her Creek language. As a result, Little Creek, now 38, learned only a few Creek words from her mother. So many of the elders were punished for using their native language, she said. The authorities thought they would always know what the students were talking about if they didn't use their language. They were also trying to pull the young Indians out of their culture. Now we know that you cannot separate your language from your culture, and it's all going to die out unless we keep it up. Maybe we're not going to produce that many fluent speakers, but we had to start somewhere. This is the end of part one.